Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 11th. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Network News Breaks, ES Gold Corp. OT Cube CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on Exploring Mining podcast. ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono discussed the company's Montauban project in Quebec on the Exploring Mining podcast. The company is shifting focus to surface-accessible resources for accelerated production. Recent leadership additions and share structure updates were also highlighted. ES Gold aims to finalize concentration testing for first gold production at Montauban. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is positioned for success. ES Gold Corp. is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, with the flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. FinTech Media Group acquires America First News, unveiling a 24/7 global channel championing American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. FinTech Media Group has acquired America First News, rebranding it as a 24/7 global news channel focused on American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. The channel will cover U.S. policies impacting jobs, national security, and economic strength, while highlighting mutual investment and honoring excellence. AFN will spotlight American factories, reshoring initiatives, and policy areas such as immigration enforcement, tariffs, and technology sovereignty. The channel will also focus on government oversight, accountability, and conduct watchdog reporting on federal agencies. Additionally, AFN will introduce the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards to recognize individuals and organizations advancing American economic interests and community resilience. Rock Breaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., FNI, 6Q5, FNICF, expands Gochager Lake property, postpones field program due to Saskatchewan wildfires. Fathom Nickel Inc. has expanded its Gochager Lake property in Saskatchewan, identifying new exploration opportunities for nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, lead, silver, and gold. The company has postponed its field program due to wildfires in the region, showing support for those affected. CEO Ian Fraser highlights the strategic importance of the expansion. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Introducing FII, the world's first AI-powered interview scheduling agent. Candidate.fii, a company revolutionizing recruiting coordination, has launched FII, the world's first AI-powered interview scheduling agent. Unlike typical automation tools, FII is designed to streamline recruiting coordination tasks, allowing teams to work faster and provide a top-notch candidate experience. With FII, teams can match candidates and interviewers instantly, reschedule in seconds, and integrate seamlessly with existing systems. This innovative tool, trusted by companies like Intercom and GoPro, marks a new era in recruiting coordination, leveraging AI to enhance efficiency and accuracy. To experience the future of recruiting coordination, request early access to FII at candidate.fii/product/FII. SC Codeworks launches Cody, its AI-powered assistant, in beta to help warehouse operators unlock instant insights from their data. SC Codeworks has launched Cody, its AI-powered assistant, in beta to help warehouse operators unlock instant insights from their data. Cody, built directly into the SC Codeworks platform, allows users to ask complex questions in a conversational style and receive fast, accurate answers based on real-time system data. This tool enables warehouse professionals to make smarter, proactive decisions, improving efficiency and running a more resilient supply chain. Cody Beta offers capabilities like answering natural language questions, flagging operational risks, and understanding context from uploaded documents. Organizations interested in joining the Early Access Program can contact SC Codeworks at info@sccodeworks.com. GeoVax responds to WHO's fourth declaration of Mpox as a global public health emergency. GeoVax Labs Inc. responds to WHO's declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency of international concern, highlighting the global spread of the highly virulent Clade 1 strain. The company's GeoMVA vaccine offers an alternative to the limited global supply, with manufacturing processes underway for clinical trials in 2026. GeoVax emphasizes the need for expanded vaccine capacity to address the escalating crisis, urging policymakers to accelerate regulatory pathways and increase funding for pandemic preparedness. The company's engagement with federal agencies aims to strengthen national biosecurity and public health readiness, aligning GeoMVA with government initiatives for onshoring critical pharmaceutical manufacturing. GeoVax's proactive approach seeks to address the growing threat of Mpox and enhance global pandemic resilience.
FinTech Media Group acquires America First News, unveiling a 24/7 global channel championing American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. FinTech Media Group has acquired America First News, rebranding it as a 24/7 global news channel focused on American prosperity, mutual investment, and the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards. The channel will cover U.S. policies impacting jobs, national security, and economic strength, while also highlighting mutual investment and honoring excellence with the awards. AFN will spotlight American factories, reshoring initiatives, immigration enforcement, border security, tariffs, and technology sovereignty. It will also focus on government oversight, accountability, and waste reduction. The channel will introduce the AFN Liberty and Leadership Awards, recognizing individuals, organizations, and policies advancing American economic interests. AFN content will be distributed across various platforms, including digital, television, mobile, podcast, newsletter, and streaming services.
Kamada Q1 results, double-digit growth. Company reiterates guidance as it hits multiple milestones, including plasma business expansion. Kamada Ltd. reported earnings for Q1 2025, with revenue up 17% and adjusted EBITDA up 54% year-over-year. Revenue growth was attributed to Glacia and Camrab sales. Gross margins rose to 47%. Kamada reiterated its 2025 guidance, with total revenue expected between $178 million and $182 million. The company also hit milestones, launching a post-marketing research program for Cytogam and expanding its plasma business with a new collection center in San Antonio, Texas. Kamada inked a deal to provide Camrab and Verizig in Latin America, expecting $25 million in revenue. The company continues to invest in its growth pillars, aiming for profitable growth and enriching its product portfolio.
Better Trucks Checkpoint earns Last Mile Innovation of the Year. Better Trucks, a technology-driven logistics firm, has been awarded Last Mile Innovation of the Year for its Checkpoint customer address validation technology. Checkpoint integrates AI, human oversight, and geofencing to ensure accurate delivery addresses, reducing operational friction and increasing customer satisfaction. With approximately 60 million parcels delivered daily in the U.S., Checkpoint aims to correct address errors and engage recipients through SMS-based verification. Better Trucks Chief Technology Officer, Mike Coleno, states that the award is a testament to the team's dedication to fixing industry challenges. Checkpoint is available to all Better Trucks clients, offering white labeling for brand consistency and customer engagement. For more information, visit bettertrucks.com.
Neuralbase appoints Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer. Neuralbase AI Ltd. announced the appointment of Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer, bringing over 14 years of expertise in software quality engineering, automation testing, and cybersecurity. Mr. Shivakar's technical leadership will enhance the company's BMP AI platform for regulated industries. With experience at Wipro Technologies and Mindtree, he led quality assurance initiatives for Fortune 500 clients.
His expertise in automation and cybersecurity aligns with BMP AI's mission of delivering compliant AI solutions. As CTO, Mr. Shivakar will lead the development of the company's enterprise AI infrastructure, driving innovation in secure, compliant AI solutions for healthcare, financial services, legal, and enterprise clients. For more information, visit neuralbase.ai or sec.gov. Bacula Systems announces native GPFS integration to boost backup performance in large-scale file system architectures. Bacula Systems has announced native integration with IBM Spectrum Scale, GPFS, enhancing backup performance for large-scale file system architectures. This advancement allows Bacula Enterprise to operate directly within GPFS environments, increasing backup efficiency and reducing system load. Benefits include direct GPFS interoperability, extreme scalability for petabyte-scale storage, optimized throughput, high-security data protection, advanced file-level control, cost optimization, and seamless integration with HPC workflows. Bacula Systems customers, including NASA and Warner Bros. Discovery, can now leverage tailored data protection strategies across various performance-critical file systems. For more information, visit Bacula Systems website.
Easy Dynamics Award or USDA contract recompete. Easy Dynamics Corporation, a leading cybersecurity services provider, has been awarded a 5-year contract recompete by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to continue providing identity, credential, and access management and cloud modernization services. The contract, awarded on May 28, 2025, enables EZD to build upon its track record of delivering critical cybersecurity infrastructure and cloud transformation capabilities. Greg Gordon, Chief Delivery Officer at EZD, expressed gratitude for USDA's renewed confidence in their services. Under the new contract, EZD will provide comprehensive ICAM solutions to enhance security and user experience, as well as cloud modernization expertise to help agencies leverage cutting-edge technologies while maintaining security standards and compliance requirements.
Hire Corporation, selected as Baby Unicorn for global growth of Hilo Wave, MediOrder, and HireLink. Hire Corporation, a medical device startup, has been chosen as a Baby Unicorn by the Ministry of SMEs and Startups and recognized as a First Penguin company by the Korea Credit Guarantee Fund, showcasing its advanced technology and strong business potential. The Baby Unicorn program identifies and nurtures high-potential startups for global success, offering tailored support, funding opportunities, and strategic guidance. Hire Corporation operates MediOrder, HireLink, and Hilo Wave, an advanced collagen booster approved as a Class 4 medical device in Korea. With supply contracts in Southeast Asia and plans for expansion into Europe, the company is poised for significant growth. The Ministry of SMEs and Startups provides support to baby unicorn companies, including market development funds and special guarantees, to accelerate their success in the global market. FastGuard Service, essential security for California businesses amid civil unrest. FastGuard Service, a nationwide leader in emergency response and security guard services, is stepping forward to provide essential security for California businesses amid civil unrest. With the deployment of over 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles following days of unrest, businesses are facing the critical need to protect property, people, and peace. FastGuard Service offers armed and unarmed guards, firewatch teams, and mobile surveillance units across California, providing immediate, reliable, and tailored protection. As public demonstrations escalate, businesses turn to FastGuard Service for trained, licensed guards to de-escalate tense encounters, ensure compliance with regulations, and deter crime. FastGuard Service has a decade-long track record of delivering security solutions when it matters most.
Flip HTML5 streamlines electronic catalogs with smart AI features. Flip HTML5, a leading innovator in digital publishing solutions, is revolutionizing how businesses engage customers with its cutting-edge electronic catalog platform. By leveraging AI technology, users can effortlessly convert product spreadsheets into immersive catalogs in minutes, complete with interactive elements like videos and QR codes. For fashion retailers, FlipHTML5's catalogs offer a virtual showroom experience, enhancing online shopping with high-definition images and mobile-optimized layouts. Integrated analytics provide valuable insights into customer engagement, allowing businesses to refine their strategies for maximum impact. CEO Winston Zhang emphasizes that FlipHTML5's electronic catalogs empower businesses of all sizes to thrive in the digital marketplace, offering accessible, engaging, and data-driven content.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.